It is Friday, October 19th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callum.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Walton Arts Center and the 10x10 Arts Series, featuring LA Theater Works' production of Pride and Prejudice, Friday, October 26th. This is a radio theater performance of Jane Austen's classic novel, including live sound effects. Tickets and more information available at waltonartscenter.org or 443-5600.
And KUAF is supported by CertaPro Painters, serving residential and commercial clients with interior and exterior painting, plus interior design, deck and fence staining, and specialty finishes. Locally owned and operated by Aaron Lewis. Estimates and information available at 1-800-GO-CERTA or CertaProPainters.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Michael Tilley from TheCityWire.com takes a look at the latest housing numbers for Northwest Arkansas. Plus, alternative fuel vehicles on display, the secrets of miniature golf explained, and more.
But first, the Arkansas Department of Health says some medications from a Massachusetts compounding pharmacy linked to an outbreak of fungal meningitis have been shipped to Arkansas. However, health officials say none of the specific drugs associated with the infections entered the state. Officials say they are working with health providers to make sure none of the company's products are distributed. Dr. Dirk Haslow with the Arkansas Department of Health says the state's measures at this point are precautionary.
We don't have anybody who's sick. None of the implicated steroid lots were sent to Arkansas. However, when the FDA went and visited this plant, they found issues of concern that caused them to consider all products produced by this plant as, you know, potentially exposed to fungus.
Haslow says state officials are working with the FDA and the CDC to manage any potential problems.
Northwest Technical Institute in Springdale has its eyes on expanding. The college has submitted a request for funding from the state to construct a facility with more than 29,000 square feet and costing about $5.8 million to house its medical education programs.
Currently, we take approximately 50 new students every year. We turn somewhere between 75 to 100 away because we just don't have the space. So we could increase our LPN programs. We have our surgical technology program that would be in this facility. It would allow them to increase their enrollment. We've just started, I believe sometime in July, we became able to teach the Certified Nursing Assistant Program, CNA. It would allow us to teach more of those classes throughout the year.
Hamley says the CNA classes are currently sharing classroom space, allowing for the classes to only be offered in the afternoon or evening. With more space for more students, NTI will be able to offer more pathways to more people seeking careers in nursing.
They have one of two or three options when they graduate. They can go to work, take their boards, pass those, and go to work, or there's the possibility we have a bridge with NWAC. They can go and complete the RN, or they can go to the university. University takes our students.
While NTI has smaller medical programs than NWAC or the U of A, Hamley says the LPN and CNA licensing programs allow the college to serve a niche that the other schools do not.
Two entities within the University of Arkansas system announced a major partnership yesterday. The Clinton School of Public Service in Little Rock will partner with the Diane D. Blair Center of Southern Politics and Society in Fayetteville to collaborate on the Blair Center Clinton School National Poll. Ben Beaumont is the director of communications at the Clinton School. He says that the partnership is a perfect one for both parties.
With the Blair Center's focus on politics and the study of politics and the Clinton School on public service, the two organizations who are both University of Arkansas entities are able to come together, study these issues. The Clinton School can use the questions in the poll that are related to public service for their research. And the Blair Center, of course, will dig into the different political attitudes across the South. So it's really a perfect situation, and we will, at the Clinton School, host some events surrounding the results of the poll.
As part of the partnership, the Clinton School will co-host events with the Blair Center following the release of the results of the poll. In addition, the partners will celebrate 2013 as the Year of the Woman. The year will mark the 40th since the release of the first report on the status of women in Arkansas by Diane Blair.
We will be hosting with the Blair Center several events highlighting this. The poll itself, some of the results of the poll will be focused on attitudes toward women in general and female politicians and key women's issues. And so we look forward to hosting several events with the Blair Center next year.
According to a press release announcing the partnership, the Clinton School is already working with the Women's Foundation of Arkansas on an updated edition of Blair's 1973 report.
As you're probably aware by now, the Fayetteville Public Library is closed today in preparation for tonight's premiere of the documentary Up Among the Hills, The Story of Fayetteville. The library will reopen at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Consequently, the festivities at the library mean that Mountain Street between School and West Avenues will be closed to through traffic until tomorrow morning.
Speaking of streets, the city of Fort Smith yesterday evening began construction work on repaving Garrison Avenue. Crews began milling the eastbound lanes, and asphalt paving on those lanes is expected to begin Monday. According to the city's website, work is expected to move to westbound lanes next Wednesday. All of the work expected to be complete by October 30th. While access to businesses will not be impeded by the construction, motorists should expect there to be some impact on parking in the immediate vicinity of construction.
The University of Louisiana Lafayette, Samford, and Southern Mississippi. Those are the first three teams that the Razorback football team will face next year. That's according to the 2013 season schedule, which was released yesterday by the University of Arkansas Athletics Department. All three of those games will be home games, though the September 7th matchup against Samford will be held at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock, as well as the November 23rd game against Mississippi State. The 2013 season will mark the fifth time ever that the Razorbacks have played UL Lafayette, and it will be the first time Arkansas has played in the Northeast, as Rutgers will host the Razorbacks on September 21st. According to the UA press release, the 2013 schedule is considered a bridge schedule, as it is not based on any previous or future scheduling formats. Schedules for 2014 and beyond will be formed when athletic directors from the Southeastern Conference meet this coming spring.
Clear tonight, low of 39 in northwest Arkansas, partly cloudy with a low of 43 in the Arkansas River Valley. Clear tomorrow, highs mid to upper 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s.